Hi, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Gospel Music in the Park Home Edition.
Yes.
Thank you so much for tuning in to us tonight. At your home, maybe on your phone, maybe in the car, you might be out in the park somewhere, we don't know. Mm-hmm. But we greatly appreciate that you tuned in to us tonight.
Yes.
So we're just sort of relaxing, chilling at home, and we hope you're doing the same as well.
Yes.
So I'm going to introduce you tonight to our CEO and President, Paul Wade, in the center.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Thumbs up. Mm-hmm. And then I have to my left, the Vice President, Kevin Morgan.
Praise the Lord.
And I'm Sheila Moore, somewhat of your host tonight.
Yes.
And the consultant and the event planner of this event.
All right.
That's right.
Okay. Yes, Sheila.
So we're just going to chill tonight and talk to you because we really invited you in and we wanted to be able to come into your living room and into your space and make you feel at home during this virtual event. And as you can see, we all have masks on because mm-hmm. we have to follow all of the guidelines yeah. to be socially distanced, which is why we couldn't be with you in person today.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's 2021. And we believe in God for that.
Amen. Right. Amen.
So, guys, let's kick this off.
Yes.
All right. So you're CEO and you're president mm-hmm. of Royal Ambassador Productions.
Yes.
And you're the vice president. And now yes. we come across this situation where we're having a wonderful home edition for yes. our guests. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So tell us a little bit about the history of mm-hmm. Royal Ambassador Productions that led to Gospel Music in the Park.
Right.
Who
okay.
wants to talk? Just mm-hmm. let's jump in, like well, how we normally do.
I'll jump in. This started way back, actually. It started way back in the Bronx, which is where Kevin and I are from. And we, back in the days, and Kevin, you can fill in whenever you want.
Yeah.
But back in the days, we were big, and we still are, but we were big gospel music fans. So everybody from Commission to Fred Hammond to John P. Key, they came in town, we would be there at the concert.
And that was in the era when
yeah.
gospel music wasn't really, was still getting this grassroots.
Right.
So.
Right. And that was in the era where there were a lot of choirs going on. And so we were really, really big in gospel music. And like I said, everybody who came, we tried to make it, even if it meant going to Connecticut, New Jersey, even Pennsylvania, we would take trips sometimes to go that far.
So this sounds like you wanted this to be like a community thing.
Yes.
Yep.
Even
yep.
back then.
Even back then.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we just loved music. And as we went to different shows, we started, you know, started watching how the shows were put on, who the promoters were, and mm-hmm. started to say, you know what, it's something that maybe we can do. And yep. Time went by. We actually moved up to this area, Rockland County, mainly because of the church that we were going to at the time, Redeeming Love Christian Center. And we again started to talk. And while we were there, we were still going to concerts
mm-hmm.
in the tri-state area. And we said, you know what? Well, I want to do something up here in Rockland County. We really didn't see a lot of concerts happening in this area. And so Kevin and I, we started talking. We said, you know what? Let's start doing something up here. Let's do something for the community. I didn't really know the community that well. And so I said, you know, I'm going to try to put feelers out for people that that are gospel artists in the area.
Right.
And I think we said that we were going to try to get in touch with some people and just put on something. And we did that. So I don't know if you remember anything else. Did I leave out anything?
Well, we did one event. The very first event that we did was in Jersey.
Right.
Where we had Dawkins and Dawkins, we had Nancy Jackson,
right,
and some of our local artists. It was put up when it was put on the production wise, it was excellent.
Yes.
And I normally don't toot our horn about that, but when everybody who was there told us that. But as far as the advertising, we could have done a little bit better, you know, and this is something that we want, you know, as we grew. Mm-hmm. We wanted that aspect because we one of the main things that we wanted to do was put on a production that was number one on time, because some of the concerts that we went to were ridiculously late.
Yes. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, so we wanted to make sure that we had that go on. And then we moved on from there. So it was just a time of us gathering our, you know, just like Paul said, we gathered our notes. We took mental notes of all of the different concerts that we went to. And we took some snippets here and we improved, you know, touched here, improved there. And that's how it came to be.
Yeah.
And it's just been a great journey ever since.